after the loss in the recently held state polls, cracks in the opposition are out in the open over who will lead the India bloc. TMC chief and West Bengal chief minister Mamata Banerjee has said that she is ready to lead the coalition. She said that if those leading the front can't manage it, if they can't run the show, what can she do? Well, her remark has sparked a flurry of reactions with many India bloc leaders coming out in her support, leaving the Congress to fend for itself. Well, the Samajwadi Party has said that she is a senior leader and Mamata has a lot of experience, and if such a decision is taken, we are going to support it. Well, the party also has taken a swipe at the Congress, saying that be it Lok Sabha or state polls, the Congress has not been able to perform well. Now, Sharad Pawar has said that Mamata Banerjee is a capable leader and has the right to show her intent to head the opposition alliance. Similar remark coming in from Supriya Sule also. She said that she'd be happy if Mamata Banerjee takes on a bigger role. Now, let's listen into what CPI also has said. CPI has a bit of advice for the Congress, with CPI General Secretary D. Raja saying that the Congress needs to introspect. It did not accommodate alliance partners in Haryana and Maharashtra polls, and the results would have been different in Lok Sabha as well as assembly polls had the Congress heard India bloc partners. Meanwhile, the Congress party, despite the disappointing performance in Haryana and Maharashtra polls, says the party will continue to play the role of big brother in the Grand Alliance. It doesn't perhaps agree with the other alliance partners on Mamata Banerjee leading from the front. And well, not just Mamata. Let me also remind you that RJD has also been seen batting for Lalu Prasad Yadav as the head of the India bloc. Mrityunjay Tiwari has said that Lalu is the real architect of India bloc. So who will it be? Will it be Mamata Banerjee, Lalu Prasad Yadav, Rahul Gandhi or someone else to front the opposition bloc? Will Congress be willing to accept a non-Congress leader? And can leadership change revive India bloc's fortunes? We will talk about that. We will have guests joining us on the broadcast as well. Let's first listen in to reactions coming in from the India bloc leaders.
Mamata Banerjee एक या देशाचे प्रभावी नेते आहेत. त्यांच्या किती क्षमता आहे. आज देशाच्या फायद्यांमध्ये त्यांनी जे लोक निवडून पाठवलेत ते अतिशय कर्तव्यगार, जागरूक आणि कर्तव्य होईल. त्यामुळं त्यांना म्हणायचा अधिकार आहे.
अब देखिए, ये तो सब लोगों को मिलजुल के फैसला लेना है और जो सबकी राय बनेगी उसमें हम लोगों को किसी के नाम पे कोई अभी विचार नहीं किया है, लेकिन जब ये निर्णय होगा सब लोग बैठेंगे तभी हो सकता है.
इंडिया गठबंधन ये हमारे देश के संविधान के लिए लड़ रहा है, हमारे लोकतंत्र के लिए लड़ रहा है. दिल्ली में भी अगर आप देखिए, लोकसभा में हो या हर एक राज्य में हो, हमारा जो गठबंधन है हमारे संविधान और हमारे जनता की आवाज के लिए लड़ रहा है. ममता दीदी तो हमारे बहुत करीबी है, उत्कृष्ट नेता भी है. वैसे ही केजरीवाल साहब अभी चुनाव में दिल्ली में उतरेंगे, तो ये सारे लोगों में बातचीत हो और आगे
गठबंधन में एक बड़े भाई की भूमिका में कांग्रेस पार्टी थी और हमेशा रहेगी. राहुल गांधी हमारे नेता है और नेता रहेंगे, और सबके साथ लेके चलना, सबको एक जोड़ के लेके चलना और 10,000 किलोमीटर की यात्रा करना, जिस तरीके से देश को उन्होंने जोड़ने का काम किया, निश्चित तौर से वो हमारे नेता हैं और इंडिया गठबंधन के एक बड़ी भूमिका में, बड़े भाई की भूमिका में वो हमेशा थे, हमेशा रहेंगे.
पुराने नेता हैं, लंबा अनुभव है, संघर्ष के रास्ते से उन्होंने राजनीति में स्थान बनाया है. या लीड करने की कोई फैसला, कोई बातचीत सारे इंडिया गठबंधन के घटक लोगों में होती है, तो हमारा तो सहयोग ही रहेगा.
Alright, so the rift in the India bloc is quite evident, and can leadership change revive the opposition's fortunes, the India bloc's fortunes, is the big question that we are asking today. We have with us senior journalist joining us, Neerja Chaudhary, with us on the broadcast here. Seema Malik, spokesperson of the NCP SP Sharad Pawar's party. Ghanshyam Tiwari, spokesperson of the Samajwadi party, joining us. Sanjay Jha, political analyst and also a supporter of the Congress, joining us on the broadcast here. Well, let me go across to Neerja Chaudhary first, if I may. Ma'am, Mamata Banerjee has said she is ready to lead from the front. She is ready to lead the coalition. Also, she is said that she is satisfied, she is dissatisfied with the way the coalition is being run currently. Who is really leading the coalition at present? Who is she really referring to?
Well, I think it's time to bell the cat. The stakes are very high. The India bloc parties have been losing elections, very important elections. In Haryana, the Congress lost. And then the MVA lost in Maharashtra. Of course, they won Jharkhand and they won Jammu and Kashmir. But the advantage that they had gained in the Lok Sabha elections has more or less petered out that momentum. So if Mamata Banerjee has said, I will lead from the front, give her the chance to do so. It's not as if you're about to make an alternative government tomorrow. It's not as if ministries are being distributed. It's whoever wears this crown is going to be a crown of thorns. So it was Mamata's idea originally to go in for a bloc like India. And if Rahul Gandhi, Dakin, or anybody else from the Congress is not willing to or has not so far taken responsibility to put in place the nuts and bolts of this alliance effectively, then let a non-Congress party lead. I see no harm in it. There are still 4.5 years to go for general election. But meanwhile, there are senior leaders who are concerned about where the India bloc is headed. And a whole lot of them have offered their support to somebody like Mamata, even somebody like the CPIs. Express reservations, even RJD, the oldest alliance of the Congress. And this doesn't mean that the Congress will not put its best foot forward. But you do need very detailed coordination exercises, not generally, you know, that we'll work together. Look, they cannot afford to lose Delhi. They cannot afford to win Bihar. Those are very important elections coming
Absolutely. Mr. Jha, if I could ask you this question, will the Congress party be willing to accept a non-Congress leader as the India bloc lead? Do you think it's time to give the reins to somebody else? Won't it be, in the benefit of all?
You know, I have the highest regards for Nirja, and I can tell you I echo her sentiment. I've been a huge supporter of the Congress party, although I've had my personal travails. The bottom line is that change is a good thing when things are not working out. And the India Alliance, by the way, supported the Congress and has supported Rahul Gandhi also through very difficult times. Right now, I think the worry is that you had two states where the tailwinds were in favor of the Congress in Haryana as well as in Maharashtra. Even though it's a coalition in Maharashtra or rather an alliance, the Congress was expected to do the heavy lifting. Like the BJP got a huge success rate on behalf of the Mahayuti. The Congress was supposed to do phenomenally well on behalf of the MBA. It got the lowest strike rate. So the answer is pretty loud and clear that the India Alliance will benefit from a change. And as Nirja correctly mentioned, that the Congress will still have the largest presence of the numbers, right? Because it's the biggest pan-India party. But a change in leadership will probably just provide a new outlook, a different hunger, a new strategy, a different voice. And it galvanizes the alliance to just kind of show a new dynamism. Because you can't live with the status quo. I'm a big believer in the fact that the Congress party has a critical role to play. It has a lot of talent. But the way it lost the elections in Maharashtra and Haryana will definitely demoralize not just the workers of the Congress party, but the India Alliance. Ghanshyam is a very dear friend of mine. And I can tell you, all of us today are feeling that given the way the BJP is running this country, the India Alliance is abandoning its responsibility to the nation. Forget the electoral success that might come with it. You have a responsibility to fight for the constitution and democracy. And that cannot be left to a cosmetic demonstration of carrying a red book in your hand. It has to be delivered on the ground. So I completely support the larger conversation.
Done by the Congress here also in India bloc. What many say that it's the Congress party that's sort of, leading from behind this front. Is it not responsible for what's really happening now to the India bloc?
Absolutely. I can give you an example here that even in Jammu and Kashmir election, Omar Abdullah was pretty vocal and he was unambiguous in saying that the Congress party is turning up late for the party in Jammu. And, I asked myself this question because I've been part of the Congress for a very long time.
Right.
When will you learn? When will you learn? In politics, every battle is a new battle. The Congress got complacent or, just very hubris infested to think that we did well in the Lok Sabha. Mr. Modi is still a prime minister, by the way. But we just got carried away. And that's not the way you fight politics. Politics, things change, forget in a week. They change in a day. So I think the Congress has a lot to learn. Absolutely. And they should endorse a change. Play the big brother, but you don't have to be the big boss.
Okay, all right. Mr. Ghanshyam Tiwari, your party had already been criticizing the Congress approach over seat sharing in UP. Then in Maharashtra, your party got into an alliance with the MPA. Now you've quit the MPA, citing some reasons. Before the elections also, your party was given two seats. So you fought, you put up some candidates independently also. You knew what was happening. You knew what would happen after the results also. What was the confusion then?
Good evening, Kitty, to you, my fellow co-panelists and the viewers. I am simply not able to piece together the significance of what we are discussing. Here are the important things in front of the nation. We have a parliament which is barely functional. Barely functional. The government the treasury benches at will can ensure that the parliament does not function. It works in their favor because the prime minister will not show up. He will not answer critical questions from Manipur to the indictment of Adani to Sambal to the Batoge Katoge model. That is a consequential discussion. As far as India bloc is concerned, there is a leader of opposition. There is no one right now in the parliament who's ready to replace the leader of opposition. India bloc at an overall level, if you look at the elections that are ahead of us, Delhi is not an India bloc election. There is no alliance within the India bloc there. And similarly, the Bihar election is still far away. So I am not able to. I know that there are esteemed panelists. They can have views about different parties. My party will be critical. We will speak facts amongst ourselves. We will communicate to Congress party when it has faltered. And it is clearly, the results are showing that it has faltered. But can anybody, can you, can Nirja, anybody say what is the consequence?
How is this? Over the agenda that the Sena UBT believes in. Isn't that the reason that the Samajwadi party has quit the MBA? And you knew their agenda, you knew their ideology.
Can I speak?
Even before the elections, even when you got into the alliance with them. Please go ahead.
Can anyone, including you, Kitty, for your viewers, piece together the consequential nature of what we are discussing? Why is it significant? We have a parliament that is barely functional because the prime minister would not stand
not
up and face with
my
courage.
Question. I mean, there is a topic that we are discussing right now. Would you like
I'm
to answer
saying,
on that?
I'm simply saying that those I respect those views, and as alliance partners, we respect that criticism that is happening. But I am not able to piece together.
Sir, it's not
the
just
consequential
criticism.
Nature
it's not
of
just, okay. You're not just directly answering my question. Okay, Sanjay Jha wants.
Maybe
to
you're not able to understand
I'll
what I'm trying to say, but it is okay.
No, I think Ghanshyam is a very dear friend of mine. Ghanshyam, the issues that you have raised, and you and I, dear friends, but let's be honest about it. The issues that you have raised are pertinent. Nobody's denying that. The question that she's raising as an anchor is that she's not invalidating the argument. She's saying, why isn't the opposition being able to leverage it for its electoral gain? And that's a question that we need to ask ourselves, right? It's an introspection within. Nobody's denying what you're saying. All these issues were contested in Haryana and Maharashtra, but to no result. And we can talk about many things that could have been done better. We can blame the EVM, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact remains that we did not do well. And that's something that has to be addressed. And
okay,
leadership
Mr.
is a very
Tiwari,
critical
Mr. Ghanshyam Tiwari, respond to that. I'll have to go to Ms. Seema Malik after that.
The facts make it imperative that at India Alliance level, we critically evaluate our performance vis-a-vis BJP. What I'm trying to say is that to your viewers is there is no consequence of this discussion right now at a time of dysfunction of
why
parliament.
Why is it that? Why
people
is it
can
so?
Accept
is the
that
India bloc not
report?
Relevant? I mean, is the India bloc not relevant? This is what we are talking about. Who's going to lead the India bloc? There are different opinions coming in from different party leaders. This is not what the media is talking about. This is your party leaders who are talking about all of it. You know, is it not consequential? Is it not relevant to talk about here?
No. I'm saying consequential means that is there a decision on the table? There's no decision on the table. The decision on the table
okay,
is...
Okay, let the
will
India
Prime
bloc decide
show the courage
and then
to
come
face
back.
The parliament.
Ms. Seema Malik, if I could come to you here. Mr. Sharad Pawar has said that Mamata Banerjee is capable leader. She is the right to say so. Supriya Sule also has said that we'd be happy if Mamata Banerjee does lead the India bloc. After the recent losses in the state polls, Maharashtra was, of course, a big disaster. Does your party have no trust left in the Congress or the Congress leadership now?
No, ma'am, it is not like this that we don't have any trust in Congress or something. But when you talk about Mamata Banerjee, she is, I think, one of the tall leader of the nation and a very capable person also. And very rightly, Pawasab said that she has got the right to speak and she has got the right to show her intent of being, you know, the leader of this India alliance. And she's a very mature person, I must say. And I must say that she's a very aggressive person also. The kind of person we need today, you know, and she has got to, you know, she can fight with the communal forces and her aggressive approach is really this thing. And at the same time, she's, you know, capable of taking everyone, you know, together. And most of the leaders respect him. And if she's there, I think this will be very good for the India Alliance. And you see, the parliamentarians, the elected leaders which she has sent to the parliament, they are also very capable and very dutiful and, you know, hardworking and all. So they are also very good leaders.
So if given a choice between Mamata Banerjee, Lalu Prasad Yadav or say Rahul Gandhi, Mallikarjun Kharge, who would your party choose then?
No, as Pawasab said, that Mamata Banerjee is a very, you know, senior leader and... So I think we should go for that only, and it doesn't mean that like Rahul ji is not a capable or something.
Hmm.
You know, maybe the Mamata ma'am is more experienced, I must say.
Okay.
So.
All right. So you're saying Mamata Banerjee is more capable. She's an experienced leader. Rather, she's a senior leader, and that is why she could be
She's got a very aggressive approach. She can, you know, deal with BJP.
One short point.
Okay. Before I go to Ms. Neerja Chaudhary, Sanjay Jha, please come in.
You know, actually, I believe this is an appropriate time for a change in the India bloc leadership, and I'll tell you why. Rahul Gandhi will remain the leader of the opposition in parliament.
Hmm.
And if you create multiple voices, you actually get greater energy and more traction. So supposing, hypothetically, if Mamata Banerjee is the chairman of the India bloc or the leader of the India bloc, it doesn't mean that she's the natural prime ministerial candidate in case there are egos coming in the way.
Right.
So there is Rahul Gandhi fighting in parliament. There's Mamata Banerjee fighting outside. That's the kind of politics the India Alliance needs to break. It's pragmatic, it's smart.
All right, Ms. Chaudhary, what does Mamata Banerjee really bring to the table? And why do you think she should be, she could be, the first preference for the India bloc?
I think seniority, experience, she's kept the BJP at bay. In her own state, she's really fought hard. And that kind of a spirit and fight back is what she brings to the table. And then, of course, she has a very good relationship with all the regional party leaders as well as Mrs. Sonia Gandhi and others in the Congress party. She can just pick up the phone and talk to them.
Okay.
Now, so she would be an ideal person. Lalu Yadav could have been also somebody whose heart is in getting the opposition together. You know, once when he was in hospital, he was in jail, I'd seen him and he was unwell and he was taken to a hospital in Bombay. And I'd gone to see him and meet him and he'd said to me, agar main bahar hota na, main sari opposition ko ikattha kar deta. So anyway, that is where his heart is.
Right.
But his health is not very good. So anyway, the other thing is that I agree that Rahul Gandhi is LOP. And that's, you know, he has his task cut out in parliament and he's very good at undertaking yatras, hitting the road, meeting with people. That's where his unique selling point comes from. And I think he should stick to that. And this job of getting India together effectively and preparing for elections requires coordination in a very detailed fashion. You cannot leave it, you know, to generalities. And you need a person or a team, really, who can do that constituency by constituency from now onwards for 2029. And, of course, in between the elections that are going to come in the state assemblies. How to have one-on-one contests against NDA. Who are the people who can stand? This kind of homework has been done in the past.
Yes.
And opposition parties have won. Yes. 1989, when Vishwanath Pratap Singh came to power, all over UP, they managed to have one-on-one contests against the BJP, against the Congress, which was their common enemy at that time. So it can be done, but it needs a nuts and bolts approach and somebody dynamic, somebody who brings, you know, energy to this whole project.
Hmm, hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So you've spoken about Rahul Gandhi. Congress also, of course, is isolated somehow when it comes to key issues in the parliament also that Mr. Ghanshyam Tiwari was talking about. Well, we'll talk about that in detail later. But, you know, the Congress, as I said, has been facing isolation on a lot of issues by its allies. Many of its allies opting to stay away. Doubts are also being raised about Rahul Gandhi's leadership also within the Congress party, ma'am.
Are you asking me?
Yes, ma'am, to you.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, the Rahul Gandhi, yes, there are a lot of allegations that the BJP is making against him, very serious allegations. And Parliament, and Ghanshyam has talked about Parliament not functioning at a time and very serious issues need to be discussed. Mm. So that is a cause of worry. Mm. But given all that Rahul has on his plate and he willy-nilly is the leader that decides on behalf of the Congress party, mm. even though Mallikarjun Kharge is the Congress president, but ultimately the buck really stops with Rahul Gandhi and that is the way things are functioning. So I think he is not able to do that coordination work that is required to make India Alliance effective and a vote-getting organization.
Okay.
So, or a platform. So I think Rahul should give it to some. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra could have done it if she'd undertaken it. Hmm. In fact, a woman heading India Alliance is not a bad idea at all when women today are emerging as a very important constituency state after state. Okay. We've seen that in Maharashtra.
Okay. A woman leader emerging as the lead of the India bloc would be a preferable choice. All right. Well, whether that's going to be Mamata Banerjee or not, that, of course, remains to be seen. Meanwhile, thank you so much, Neerja Chaudhary, Seema Malik, Ghanshyam Tiwari, Sanjay Jha as well for joining us here on the broadcast and sharing your valuable opinions on this very topic that we're discussing here. All right. Well, with that, it's time for a short break here. More continues on the other side. Stay.